Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, welcome back into The Drive, and The Drive is live on the road on this this Wednesday, Wet Wednesday, at Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row location. Going out, hang out with the fellas. T-Mill is out there, Clint's out there, B. Scott will be out there soon on this big game week on a Wednesday. Let's head out to the phone lines and be joined by rookie wide receiver Jaden Higgins. He joins The Drive. Jaden, we appreciate you stopping by, man. We've talked about you all year. You were the top pick in the draft for this team. And, listen, we kind of felt like it was a bit of a slow start for you. But, man, you have really come on. What for you has been the change over the last few weeks?
For sure, yeah. I think it's just, you know, the confidence that, everyone has had in me in the organization. You know, just believing in me to go out there and make plays, and I feel like I've just done a good job at that, and just hope to continue.
Jay, what has that communication been like, man, with whether it's the quarterbacks or it's the receivers coach or Kaylee, the offensive coordinator? You know, it just – I mean, I know you're a receiver. Hell, tell me what route to run, and if I'm open, get me the ball. But it seems like, you know, you've got some favorites, man. What's the communication been like with you and what you like to do and what you've done well?
Yeah, for sure. Just like you said, you know, whatever they tell me to do, I'm going to do it regardless. But, you know, just a lot of things, especially like red zone stuff. You know, I love getting the ball in the red zone, you know, using my big body to, you know, score touchdowns. And really just, you know, it's just a testament to our OC, Nick Haley, drawing up plays for me and in the open field and in the red zone as well.
Jaden Higgins, rookie wide receiver, joins The Drive. Jaden, what's the biggest difference between Davis and CJ?
You know, I feel like, you know, those guys are great leaders. You know, both of them, you know, they're two guys that are going to come help the team win regardless. And, you know, they're just great guys at the end of the day as well.
Talk to us just a little bit about, you know, the offense and getting rolling. It seems like I said this over the last couple of weeks, Jay, like it seems like having a counterpunch in the wide receiver room, if you will, to Nico Collins, it just seems like it opens up a whole different offense, really, to be honest with you. And with you sitting at that 6'4", big body, and then Nico, 6'4", big body, you two guys on the outside seem to really kind of open this offense up a bit. I mean, is that kind of how you see it? And you know, how do you feel playing opposite Nico?
Yeah, of course. I think first and foremost, you got to give a lot of credit to the O-line. You know, they've been playing great. You know, you got to be able to run the ball in the NFL. And then, you know, Nico, of course, is a huge deep threat, a huge playmaker at the end of the day. And, you know, I'm just on the other side trying to make plays whenever they come to me.
Jaden, real quick, I know all of a sudden this Colts secondary has become, at least at the cornerback spot, when you start to look at it, Kenny Moore in the slots is a pretty good player there. But they've added Sauce Gardner, and they've gotten Charvarius Ward back from a concussion. That's a pretty good group of corners. What are you seeing on film with this group and this challenge coming up?
Yeah, for sure. You know, those guys are super talented. They got a, you know, not only just a secondary, but, you know, they have a great defense and all, you know, good D-line, good linebackers. So it's going to be a really good challenge for us, and we're excited to go out there and make plays on those guys.
Hey, can you take me through? I know a big, you know, you obviously big win last week, really good job with the offense, big night for you. But I think one of the things that stuck out to a lot of fans that were watching was when you and Davis weren't able to connect when the DB fell down. You know, we all sitting there and the DB falls down. It's like, hell yeah. And then all of a sudden you guys had a little bit of a disconnect there. Can you give us a peek behind the curtain of kind of what goes into that kind of situation and what happened there?
Yeah, I think for that situation, it was just a little bit of a miscommunication. You know, I had a really good release, and then, you know, we just got to be on the same page, you know, me and Davis there. But, you know, we're hungry and ready to make that play next week for sure.
Hey, I mean, that's just – I'm an old quarterback, man. So, for me, I look at it, Jay, and I'm like, yeah, it's just a miscommunication, man. It just happens. And everybody else looks at it like, what the hell happened? You kidding me? You know,
yep,
it's everybody. But I know when something like that happens and Davis sees the DB fall down, it's like, hey, man, let me hit this up the sideline for six. And then you're going, hey, do I keep my route on? Do I change my route? What do I do? And so – it was just interesting to watch kind of the reaction to it, man. But Jim Hill, you just keep on keeping on, and you were the focal point early on in that game, man, and had a hell of a game. So I don't want to tarnish it by any means, but I'm always interested kind of the communication and what goes into those kind of plays, man. So I appreciate you being open and answering it.
For sure. Of course.
All right, Jade, man, we appreciate you dropping by, man. Good luck. Big game in Indy, and we'll be watching and hoping you guys are able to pull it out.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Jaden Higgins, rookie wide receiver, who is really starting to come on. Hey, let's not waste any time. Let's head down to NRG. D'Amico Ryan's important comments about his quarterback and his safety, Jalen Petrie and C.J. Stroud. Here is the head coach, D'Amico Ryan's.
When it comes to the NFL protocol, you can kind of explain just sort of how these guys stay in the protocol and what they have to do still to pass, specifically CJ and Jalen.
Yeah, for the protocol, each guy has their own steps of what they have to pass. You know, it's take that to heart and make sure we're taking extra precaution with the guys whenever it's a concussion issue. So right now, as we stand today, they're still in concussion protocol.
With the Colts receiving game, you mentioned that they're passing attack and the other day with Pierce, Downs, and Pittman, it feels like they all kind of do something different, and they all do it pretty well. How do you see how the Colts kind of use those different skill sets to benefit themselves?
The Colts utilize their receivers in a variety of ways, starting with Pierce. When you see more of the down the field shots, like he's a problem downfield, averaging over 20 yards per catch, so a very explosive player downfield. Downs is more of the, you know, slot player where he does a lot of option routes, finds a way to get open, very quick player, shifty player, who's very quarterback friendly. And, yeah, Pittman, who's just all around, just a tough player, physical, can find a way to get open. And they utilize all those guys in ways that really helps them to put the guys in position where they're most successful and they do the things that they do best.
What does your offense need to do really well against the Colts because of the kind of defense they run?
Yeah, for us offensively, we have to just play with the awareness. They have a lot of different looks, a lot of different pressures that they can deploy. I think their backers are really good players. They play aggressive downhill. The nickel's a good player. I mean, they're a talented team. So we just have to make sure we are aware for when they are running the pressures. And, you know, they'll have some different looks where they're dropping guys out, dropping D linemen out as well. So we just have to be, you know, really smart from the quarterback perspective of understanding our reads and going through and making the best decisions we can make with the football. And overall, we have to protect the football as an offense and find a way to drive, win third down, and go score.
What do you feel like has been most important in you all being able to sustain this three-game winning streak and get you ourselves back in a more breathable position?
Each game, I always say, each game it's its own deal, right? And whatever we have to do in that particular game to win, we've won in a variety of different ways. So to me, you know, what have we done? We found a way to finish. That's what is. That's been the difference for us in these past three games. We found a way to finish. We played clean. We protected the football well. We've taken the football away, and we finished the right way. So we continue that formula. All right, we should be in a good position.
Obviously, a lot of teams run defensive stunts and things of that nature. Obviously, you played in the game against the Bills. Was obviously a pretty good executed play to get Chelsea Rankins free on Josh. What kind of just goes into executing those at a high level to where you can just feel confident in calling that in a high-pressure situation?
Our defense, defensive line, and how we run our different packages is just about, you know, our feel for the game and what we're calling at that particular time, where we'll do whatever we think works to help us be in a position to go get the quarterback.
If CJ does clear protocol this week and he is back in the game, how long do you think it'll take? Is it the same as coming off a normal injury, getting back into the flow of the game as far as game speed is concerned, and being away for the last 3 weeks?
Whatever the injury is, like, it's different for each guy, and, you know, how long it takes for a guy to bounce back and get back into, you know, the form that they were in previously, it takes time. And so we'll see what happens. If he's out there and playing, we hope is he's playing at his highest level to help us be in position to win the game.
So blocking Latu, what are some things you're seeing from him? It seems like this year, particularly lately, has really come on.
Yeah, Latu's definitely gotten a lot better as a pass rusher, finding a way to be more slippery, finish on a lot of his rushes. He's leading their team in sacks, doing a nice job as a young player, finding his way, finding his craft, how he needs to rush the passer. So he's done a good job. Every time we're, you know, protecting against these guys, it's just about everybody just finishing, remaining relentless. They're going to stay after it as rushers. They do a really nice job, so we have to outwork them.
What are some of the things? Go ahead. Kind of follow up on Sarge's question. If he is back, what exactly does he kind of just provide for you guys offensively and just from a leadership and teams?
Yeah, look, CJ's been our starter. When he's out there, he's played well for us. He's done some really nice things. You know, when it comes to delivering the football where it needs to be, you know, he's one of the best in the league at doing that. So, you know, we're hoping that he gets back. He can get out there and help us.
What do you see from Sauce Gardner since he's been playing with the Colts?
Sauce is picking up the scheme, you know, fairly well. You can see where he's a guy who can play sticky man coverage. He's going to challenge you. Big corner, long. He can run. He's going to be feisty at the line of scrimmage, use his hands a lot. But we have to really find a way to work an edge and beat man coverage versus their corner, both corners. Our Traverius and, you know, and some guy in there. Sauce, they're both good players, and they're bigger corners. So I think that's a difference in what we've seen over the past couple weeks. Both guys, taller, physical, more stout corners that really play well at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be some work for us to win at the line of scrimmage, all right, to put these guys in a bind.
You and Steichen have faced off in some big games, win or go home as assistants and as head coaches. What is the challenge of facing the Shane Steichen offense?
Shane's a very, very smart coach. He does a really good job of, you know, designing scheme plays to attack you defensively. Like, he knows how to get his guys in position, right? And he knows how to test your rules defensively. Just a really smart play caller, always kind of a step ahead. So you just have to be on it each and every snap. Anything can pop up. So there aren't, you know, any plays where you can take a down off and you kind of know what's coming. You have to be on it every single time.
With that, how much do you enjoy the chess match sometimes when there's a coach like that you respect a lot?
I love the chess match. That's the beauty of the game. That's what I enjoy most about it. It's the chess match of, you know, you're trying to figure out what they're doing, they're trying to figure out what you're doing. So that's the beauty of coaching, you know, on game day, being in that chess match.
Test the rules. Can you give me an example of what that looks like? He said he tries to test the rules of what you do defensively.
Yeah, just, I think, when I say test your rules, it's more, you know, your eye discipline. Are you really going to be like where you're supposed to be? Are you really biting heavy on the runs? Like, they've done a great job. Jonathan Taylor's an outstanding back, and they've done a great job of running the football. Now, if you overcommit to the run, he has a really really intricate play action pass game that can really catch guys off guard if they're not exactly where they're supposed to be.
The opening script that
big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, once, obviously, especially with you guys, once you guys kind of settled in, guys struggled to move the ball consistently throughout the game, and kind of the case. You know, there's some times that ball games, they can have some success moving the ball, generally speaking. What is it about like that opening script that can make, I guess, things challenging at times for an opposing defense?
You know, look, teams are going to try to come out and then their scripted play. Some guys script it, some guys don't. But typically, if they're scripting the first 15 to 20 plays, like there are going to be some shot plays, some opportunities of some plays they haven't shown before, right? Or it may be the same plays, but they get to it in a different look, a different motion, different formation. So it's just how guys put the window dressing out there to try to scheme up a play to try to, you know, get an explosive on you early to try to get a lead. And that's what most offensive coordinators will try to do. So defensively, you have to kind of weather the storm through the first 15 and not give up any, as I call it, cheap explosive, just because you're not disciplined with your eyes, disciplined with your assignments and techniques. So you have to, you know, remain focused every single snap. Not only those first 15, but there is a heightened importance to those first 15.
Some of the growth you've seen from Matt Burke this year?
Yeah, Burke has done a great job when it comes to just overall him being able to handle the meetings with our guys, like installing things and, you know, going through teaching the guys our coverages and different plays that we'll see, you know, how he's teaching the D-line, the secondary, teaching everybody. I think he's done a really nice job there.
What does Thanksgiving means to you and your family? And do you have a favorite dish from Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, Thanksgiving is it's an awesome holiday, right? We all have a lot to be thankful for. We're extremely blessed, and you know it's a holiday that I really enjoy it. I enjoy the time with the family, the joy that Thanksgiving brings. It's a very joyous time, and my favorite meal, you said, or food, I like it all. Whatever Miss Cam makes.
When you played, was the eye discipline and the focus that you talk about a lot, was that a challenge for you?
When I played, when I started early in my career, there was a lot of big fullbacks you had to face, so they weren't as fast and elusive, so you were more so better buckle your chin strap up a little bit tighter to go attack these guys downhill. But it wasn't as much variety to the offenses as we have now, with so much more passing game, with the tight end position becoming such a much more athletic position, where these guys are they're really receivers who can get in and block at the line of scrimmage. That's opened up the playbook a ton for offensive coordinators. And then when you throw in the jet motions, all of those things, the shifts and motions and how they're timing the motions with the snap point, that's where the game has evolved and you really test your rules as opposed to what you're doing in coverage. You know, if the snap point is at, let's say, behind the line of scrimmage, or is the snap point out behind the number one receiver. So there's a lot of different things, and it really helps me as a defensive coach to really, hey, you test your rules and you have to continue to evolve as a coach. You can't just sit back and do the same thing all the time. Your rules have to evolve with what the offensive coordinators are doing now.
What are some of the things that Daniel Jones is excelling at within this Colts scheme and having one of the more productive years of his career?
I think Daniel has done a really nice job, and Shane, along with Daniel, they've done a nice job of, you know, scheming it up to where the first guy is open a lot for him, right? And he's able to deliver the ball very quickly. So he's really taking advantage of that, guys being open. And I feel like he's doing a just really good job of just managing the offense. If it's not there, you know, you don't see him make a ton of bad decisions, you know, with the football. He's not turning the ball over a ton. And I think that's a huge improvement for him. And he has a really great supporting cast around him. They're all playing well together. They do a really great job on first down. They stay out of third and long. So they're managing drives really.
All right, that was the head coach D'Amico Ryan speaking to the media, and a lot there. The big news coming out of that, D'Amico Ryan's, when it comes to C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie, said, as we stand today, they're still in concussion protocol. Want to get our thoughts on what he had to say and that as we continue live. Buffalo Wild Wings, Park Row location. Come on out. We'll be there till 6 o'clock. And we'll react to what D'Amico had to say coming up next.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.